Chapter 4. Mr. Wu did not come near Madam Wu, and she let it be so. After the many years, she knew what was going on in his mind. Had he been resolute against the girl, he would have come to tell Madam Wu so, with temper and decision, possibly even with laughter. But that he had stayed away proved to her that he was not unwilling for the girl to come into his court, and that he was secretly ashamed before Madam Wu because he was not unwilling. She knew him well enough to know that he might even be inwardly disgusted with himself, though in a degree too small to help him against his inclination. In short, he was what Madam Wu knew him to be, of a nature able to know what were the qualities of a great man, to admire and wish for all of these qualities, and yet hamstrung in his soul by the demands of his body. Thus, as he was never able to resist a well-seasoned dish at the table, so he would not be able, however he longed for perfection, to deny himself the pleasure of a young woman. He was not austere, although he had been able for years to be satisfied with Madam Wu as his wife. But Madam Wu, without conceit, knew that, had she been less beautiful and less conscientious as a wife, he might have been led elsewhere. She had been careful to keep him satisfied in all things. Did he feel a desire for knowledge concerning any matter to be found in books, she informed herself and then told him. Did he mention a curiosity concerning foreign things, she learned and let him know. In all their years he had not an unsatisfied desire. But she knew without pain that this was because she had studied his wishes, and when they were vague, by careful discourse she helped them to emerge clearly, even to himself. And when they were sharp and immediate, she wasted no time in satisfying him. She had been a good wife. Nor had she been discontented with him. She had no sudden disappointment in him. At first, she had taken his willful curiosities as the stirrings of a mind impeded because his mother had indulged him from the moment he was born. Old lady had never allowed old gentlemen any power over their only child, unduly precious because he was the one left alive out of several births. At first,